Well, good morning to all. I do greet you all in Jesus' name, and it's good to be here. And I appreciated what Aiden shared. It seemed to go along with some of the thoughts I have. And so, for somewhere that I've been reading is in Isaiah 40. I'd like to turn there this morning. Isaiah 40. I wasn't sure how much of it to read, but I decided on reading verse 9 through 28. So if I'd give these thoughts a title, I would say, "To whom then will you liken God?" That's what I would put on the title there. So let's just go ahead and read verse 9 through 28. Then I have some thoughts after that. And maybe should say just as I read this, it just kept standing out to me about God and His greatness and how big and of a God that we have, and how He is overall, and He's created everything, and just blessed me thinking of it in that way. So let's read starting in verse 9. "O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, Behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, being his counselor hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him and taught him the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as a small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. That bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal? Saith the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number? He calleth them all by names. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. So I was just thinking of God's greatness and God's goodness. And verse 18 and 25 are what after I read these a while later, they kept coming back to me, and I read them again. And just thinking about, to whom then will you liken God? And thinking about that there's none like him. He is above all. And in verse 25, it says, to whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal? It says, is there anyone equal to me? Or, but reading on, he says, lift up your eyes on high and behold who hath created these things. And we know it's God. And I tried to think of some names or of God and of who he is. And just some thoughts I had. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for he is strong in power, not one faileth. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Almighty One, the Everlasting Father, the Counselor, the Prince of Peace. He is the Great Physician, the Healer. He is a Shepherd. He cares for his sheep. And the list could just go on and on of all the things that he is. And I know there's a lot more. Those are just things that came to my mind. And just most of all, there's none like him. I have a verse in Deuteronomy 3, verse 24, just on his greatness. It says, Deuteronomy 3:24. O Lord, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness and thy mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to thy works and according to thy might? And there again, it's bringing out just where there is no God like this. And then in Psalm 145, verse 3. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. And Revelation, some verses in Revelation 22:13 also about God. He says that I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And Alpha and Omega, I kind of knew what it means, but it helped me better to look it up. It means that in God are all things. There's nothing that God is not. And so now we think of this great God, and then there was can't help but think of Satan and how he was jealous of God. And he was cast out of heaven, and now he is trying to do everything that he can to keep people from loving him, to keep people, anything he can do to draw them away from God and his ways. And that's what he's doing, and he has a large crowd, you might say, or his kingdom. But God is above all. So far we talked about God's greatness and who God is, and I couldn't help but consider about, so what has this great God done for me or what has he done? And we talked about who he is, but what has he done? And it continues to, God made a way, and he salvaged us from sin and damnation, and he sent his only son, as we know, in John 3:16, it says that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him would not perish. And that's what God has done for us. And it was just encouraging and stirring me on to a closer walk with him and a closer relationship with him, with God, and with my family, with my brothers and sisters in the Lord. And as I thought about sharing this, I kind of was afraid I would paint a little bit of a wrong picture, but I didn't want to paint the picture that we just need just God, and that's all we need, because if we're close to God, then we're going to be close to our brother too and our sister, and if we love him, we're gonna love them too. So I just wanted to bring that out. In verse, we read in verse 11. Okay, I'm switching here a little bit. I wanted to bring out about God and his love for us, and how merciful he is, and how he leads his, he's a shepherd, and he leads his sheep in a flock. And I was just bringing out there with what I said, that we can't do it alone. We need our brothers and sisters. And I just noticed how it says that he leads them in a flock, like a flock. And a sheep out there alone is not going to make it. And so we need to be together and in a body. And then I like thinking of I think of God. I like thinking of how much that he has done for us and for our lives, that we really owe our life to him. That he made us, he created us, and we're his. And in 1 Corinthians 6:20, he says that we're bought with a price, and he paid for us. And when we buy something, we say it's ours, and God bought us, and we should be his. And then also another verse there, Romans 12:1, he says that we should give ourselves to him, and that's only our reasonable service, to give ourselves to him and to be his. So as I go on here, if I stop and consider all of God's love and his mercy, it makes sometimes me and my struggles or whatever I'm facing or whatever is hard for me, it helps me to easier just give it to God when I compare it with his greatness and just all that he is. Just giving it to him is what he wants us to do. Psalm 55:22 says that we should cast our burden on the Lord. And we all know very well in Matthew how it says to come to him, everyone that's laden, that's heavy laden. I think that's about all I have. I feel like I jumped around a little bit, but I guess I was just thinking of God's greatness and his great love for us and his mercy, and what he has done for us, and then what we have to live to live by that for what He's done for us, and just to hopefully it can encourage someone to just walk closer to Him. So I have a little poem that goes with the last part I talked about just giving everything to Him. If we compare it to the great God, about just giving everything to Him. You probably heard this before, but it kind of blessed me how it says here, Lord, this load's too heavy that You're asking me to bear. I have looked around for help, but found it wasn't anywhere. And then my Father took my load and whispered tenderly, this wasn't Yours to hold, my child. This load was meant for me. God wants us to give it to Him, and He wants to carry it for us. We don't have to take it in our own hands. So I'd like to just close with some verses out of 1 Chronicles 29:11 that I thought were a blessing, considering God, His greatness. The whole chapter was, it's a prayer. It's David blessing the Lord. It says, David is blessing the Lord before the congregation. And David said, Blessed be Thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. And verse 11 is what I wanted to read. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and the power, and the glory, and the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is Thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and Thou art exalted as head above all. And we could read on there, but that was the verse that I wanted to share. And then I'd like to close with Jude, the benediction there in Jude 1. It says, let me find it here. In Jude 1, Now to Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. So I'd just like to close with that. I hope it encouraged someone, and maybe I can just have a short word of prayer before I go back. So let's pray. Dear God, we just come to You, and we thank You for the great God that You are, and for loving us and taking care of Your children, and Your greatness. And Father, I just pray that You would somehow bless these few words, and also help me to continue to walk closer to You and stay near You. So Father, we just love You. I do pray for the rest that are sharing, and bless Brother Allen, and just commit this into Your hands. Amen.